Fans in Southern Africa are in mourning over the death of Michael Jackson. Radio stations are playing his songs constantly, along with tributes from listeners. Jackson performed in South Africa and often visited privately. In the 1990s, he met former President Nelson Mandela, who praised him publicly in this broadcast from the archives of national television.
He has made a great contribution to art, to music.
Lucy Mudau, a 30-year-old fashion designer from Johannesburg, agrees.
I remember my sister had his music videos. We used to watch them. You know, when you rewind a song just to see the video and the moves, the dance. We were, like, very inspired. The guy was just, like, he was a good entertainer, you know. For me, it's very sad.
Jackson also visited Zimbabwe in the 1990s. 30-year-old Sitele Mazwi, who now works in Johannesburg, says she went to see him.
We were also excited to go and meet up with him. I remember putting on an outfit, just like the black and white outfit, and doing the moonwalking dance. I was so devastated when I heard that he's passed away.
45-year-old Jimmy Kuntaja is a schoolteacher in Malawi. He remembers Jackson because of the message he sent out through songs like Black and White and Heal the World.
He was an extraordinary artist who, through his songs, preached a message of unity, preached a message against racism, you know, that we are equal before God.
A radio journalist in Malawi, Rhodes Nsonko, says Jackson was more than an artist.
He was somebody who was loved, who transpired a lot of musicians worldwide. If we talk of our own musicians here in Malawi, if we talk of big names like Lucius Banda, if you ask them, they say that Michael Jackson is the one who transpired them.
Masibulele Yaso is a 28-year-old sociology professor from South Africa's Eastern Cape region. He says he was saddened by the allegations of sexual abuse made against the singer.
Especially for us as Africans. Despite all these accusations, let us celebrate his success. Indeed, forget about other accusations, which indeed, in most cases, were found to be not necessarily true.
Nancy Dlamini, a 22-year-old student from Swaziland, thought Jackson was an icon who would never die, but she is philosophical about his passing.
I feel wherever he is, he can just rest, because he's been through a lot with all the allegations and stuff. Now he's just resting. We should just accept that and enjoy what he left for us to enjoy.
Fans in this part of Africa say that through his message, his music, and his phenomenal ability to entertain, Michael Jackson will be remembered for a long time. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.